Enrollment is open for Thomas's upcoming six-session live online course, Navigating the Levels of Trauma Healing. Explore how to work with the impacts of collective crises and challenges, and learn tools to manage anxiety, overwhelm, and nervous system dysregulation during times of accelerated change and disruption. In this all-new curriculum, Thomas and expert guest speakers will engage in ecosystemic practices to collectively explore our resilience, agency, and capacity to stay present and find deeper meaning. Click the link in our show notes to learn more and enroll, or go to www.navigatingthelevelsoftrauma.com.
Creativity is a very important resource in the healing process. And many trauma healing methods, or more leading-edge trauma healing methods, also include creative expression, art, and help us to reconnect to this resourcing.
Welcome to Point of Relation with Thomas Hubel, a podcast that illuminates the path to collective healing at the intersection of science and mysticism. In his conversations with visionaries, innovators, artists, and healers, Thomas invites guests into a relational experience that allows inspiration and innovation to emerge. This is the Point of Relation. The following interview was recorded during a previous Collective Trauma Summit, an online gathering convened annually by Thomas Hubel. Visit collectivetraumasummit.com to learn more. This episode is part of a four-part series exploring the intersection of technology, innovation, and consciousness.
Today, I want to take you on a journey to contemplate and think about and tune in with innovation and creativity and trauma, of course. So when we talk about innovation, we often talk about updates. Like, we all know how it feels when our operating system gets an update, apps get an update, programs get an update, Zoom gets an update. So we are in a world that is constantly updated, or being updated, or updating itself. And through technology, we can see that that's not only like a tech function, that's actually a copy-paste of a life function. And the life function is that throughout history, there were always amazingly creative people that updated humanity through their creativity, through their insights, their breakthroughs, and brought something new. And many of us know that how we develop our own work, our own contribution, our own being, we developed it further. So non-traumatized structures are updatable, which means they're emergent. Like, the universe is emergent. So the universe is not the same universe all the time. The universe is growing. The universe is getting more, which means also when we research the universe, it's not just that we find something that we didn't see before. It's also true, but we're also finding something that has been created since we looked last time. So the emergent process of reality is very important. And we all feel how good it feels to participate in that. Because when we are creative, we feel happy, we feel expanded, and most of all, we feel present, because the future is always born now. So the future arises in now. And somebody has a good idea, they don't have it tomorrow, they have it now. Or when there's an insight, it is now, even if tomorrow, it's also now. So the present moment is the magnetism for the future to speak, the future to arise, the future to be creative. And so that's what I would call top-down innovation. It's updating. We already said in another Daily Insight video that traumatized structures can't be informed. That's why we do many things over and over again. We create many relational issues. We create many conflicts, whatever, again and again, or many arguments, because that part of me cannot be informed. So I do it again and again. I say the same things again and again. I become triggered again and again. And that's also true in society. Certain cycles happen again and again. So that's a non-updatable part of reality, except it starts to melt. Except it starts to be integrated. In the moment we integrate trauma, it opens up and it can be informed. A regressive part of us, why it's called regressive, because it's still 3 years old, didn't get any updates. In the moment we integrate that split off emotional part or that split off part of our development, we grow. And suddenly I behave differently because I'm not regressive anymore when that part cannot get triggered anymore. That's why when something really heals, it healed. There's no way back because back doesn't exist. It's now. And so innovation, there's top-down information and innovation, which is updates. That's how the future calls us, speaks to us. And that's what many innovative people feel very often. But then there is another form of innovation that's bottom-up innovation. That's harvesting the learning that is still frozen in the permafrost of our individual and collective lives. That's what our ancestors couldn't harvest. That's what our cultures couldn't integrate. And in that frozen life, often mute life, there are pearls in the ice. And that's the learning we didn't get from history. Now, why is that important? Because in many of the trauma fields, dictatorships, colonialism, racism, anti-Semitism, gender violence, many other wars, conflicts, whatsoever, there are many ethical transgressions. And we didn't get the ethical integration learning yet. That's why I believe that top-down innovation is very sexy and it's very important. But equally important is bottom-up innovation, to harvest the learning that is stuck in the collective trauma field. And that's why we might not have the ethical maturity to deal with AI or with certain scientific breakthroughs. And the fact that there was a nuclear bomb in the history of humanity that went off in Japan shows that what I'm saying is true. Otherwise, that should never have happened. If we have the ethical maturity to use the technological development with integrity and for life, that should never have happened. And that's why the maturation that comes through integrating individual and collective or ancestral and collective trauma is what makes us, or it helps us to develop into the human beings that can match, that our consciousness can match the technological development. That they are not out of sync, they are in sync. And that gives us the ethical maturity to develop whatever we develop wisely and to use it wisely. And lagging, if our ethical development is lagging behind, then there's always like an open door for the recreation of another trauma cycle. And that's why individual and collective healing and the liberation of the innovation that is in the bottom upstream and the creativity and the innovation power of our future, what we develop into, the world that we are going to become. That's both very important. And also in the trauma healing, the creative process, arts, the arts, visual arts, music, poetry, film, and many other streams of art are very important, because in touching the creative process, we are touching like a very important resource in ourselves. Creativity is a very important resource in the healing process. And many trauma healing methods, or more leading edge trauma healing methods, also include creative expression, art, and help us to reconnect to this resourcing. And often the arts are a way to speak the unspeakable. So to give an expression to the part of life that is hurt and doesn't have a voice. And so creativity and innovation are very important parts of our life, but also the understanding that the traumatized aspects, the unhealed traumatized aspects of us, are non-updatable, and through healing trauma, life reintegrates into the developmental process. And that's really, really beautiful.
Visit CollectiveTraumaSummit.com to listen to more talks like this one and to learn more. Thanks for listening to Point of Relation with Thomas Hubel. Stay connected and get updates about new episodes by visiting our website, pointofrelationpodcast.com, and by subscribing to the Thomas Hubel YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share about us with your community on social media. Thank you. We appreciate your support.